A Warning of Danger, St. Helena, California, September 23, 1903. To the teachers in Emmanuel Missionary College. Perilous times are before us. Everyone who has a knowledge of the truth should awake and place himself, body, soul, and spirit, under the discipline of God. Wake up, brethren, wake up. The enemy is on our track. We must be wide awake, on our guard against him. We must put on the whole armor of God. We must follow the directions given in the spirit of prophecy. We must love and obey the truth for this time. This will save us from accepting strong delusions. God has spoken to us through his word. He has spoken to us through the testimonies to the church and through the books that have helped to make plain our present duty and the position that we should now occupy. The warnings that have been given, line upon line, precept upon precept, should be heeded. If we disregard them, what excuse shall we offer? The new theories in regard to God and Christ as brought out in the living temple are not in harmony with the teaching of Christ. The Lord Jesus came to this world to represent the Father. He did not represent God as an essence pervading nature, but as a personal being. Christians should bear in mind that God has a personality as verily as has Christ. Christ came to our world to restore in man the moral image of God. He came to bring fallen human beings power to obey God's commandments, that in them might be restored the divine character, that their lives might be adorned with the holiness of God. Of those who are thus transformed in character, it is said, "Now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city." Christians are to represent Christ. They are to reveal his spirit and character. Those who are imbued with his spirit will have an intense love for everyone for whom he died and will work earnestly to bring into the heavenly garner a harvest of souls. Filled with his spirit, they will be animated with the same desire to save sinners that animated Christ in his life work as a missionary sent of God. The enemy of Christ is intensely active. He seeks to take possession of human minds that he may bring in division, discord, and a party spirit. He seeks to create division among the people of God that they may be weakened and that their influence for good on the world may be lessened. He presents scientific propositions that are contrary to Christ's teaching and contrary to the faith and the doctrines that have been outlined before us ever since the first proclamation of this message. Doctrines that are sustained by the Scriptures. Our message is to be definitely proclaimed. We are to exalt the truths that were given to John on the Isle of Patmos, showing that the end is near. The Pope claims authority over the practice of many who do not recognize Christ as our only authority. He places himself in a position of God, and the weak and uninformed are kept from the knowledge that would reveal to them their privilege as children of God. We are to have no kings, no rulers, no popes among us. It is time for us diligently to heed the messages that have brought us out from the world. Signed, Ellen G. White.